With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
All right, let's go to the blockbuster on Saturday night at their Cbus Super Stadium. Some breaking news here too on the Market Watch podcast. We'll get to that very shortly. But for the Titans, obviously, Tino Fasua-Mala'awi is out. Jaden Campbell is back in, and apparently Dave Fifita, ?, he's 18th man. So as a result of Campbell being back, Keanu Keeney is out to Queensland Cup. Keenan Palacio comes into the starting side, and Joe Stimpson onto the bench. For the Dolphins, Ray Stone in, Jared Wallace out. That's the only change to the 17, and Cody Nikorima is good to go after having that week off because of the bye after picking up a head knock. Now, breaking news, Tristan.
Yeah, you missed two other ins for the Titans. They've gone for the last joker up their sleeve after a very, very tough start to the season, Tino being injured. The Merlihan girls are going to be leading the Titans out for the Dolphins, where they currently have a 100% record over 2 years. So this is the biggest news coming out, biggest positive news coming out of the Titans for the last week or so. That's seen a move in the betting, $2.20 into a $2.15 once that news was announced. $1.70 the Dolphins and 2.5 is the line. 185 the plus, 195 the minus. 45.5 the total points with a bit of upward pressure on the overs, which is surprising given the Titans have scored 4 points in two games. But hopefully, and there's plenty of weather around here as well, as we know. So, yeah, the Titans obviously a very, very tough start to the season. They'll be looking to bounce back. They're obviously going to have to pick up the load that Tino will not be there to fulfil. And hopefully Jaden Campbell back into that side provides a little bit of a spark. It wouldn't surprise me either to see Thomas Weaver come into the halfback side for Tanner Boyd, seeing he's on the extended bench there. But let's see how that one plays out.
Jimmy, it might not be hard for us to nail down that 100% record because the Titans have only won two of their last 12. So we just go through the diary, find those two wins. Ah, oh, there we are, against the Bulldogs and against the Cowboys, both at home. I think we know where it is, but it could be the magic that they need because, my goodness, they need a big sprinkle of magic right now on the back of losing Tino and conceding 28, then 32. Speaking of meekly rolling over, they were just horrible how quickly they faded last week. Maybe the coach wasn't the problem last year. Dez has his work cut out here. If Campbell plays, if David Fifita is fit to start, certainly that makes a big difference. Campbell will give them an injection of run, speed and ability to pass the football. I agree with you, Tristan, about the issues at seven and whether Weaver's the man. Dude, they're up against it here. I thought the Dolphins, purely on just being a really simple Wayne Bennett game plan that we saw in their second game. I'm not sure that they won as comfortably as the scoreboard suggested against the Dragons, but they did get away. They get a couple of key ins here. I think they keep the game simple and make this a little bit of an arm wrestle. I think that works to their advantage. And with the Dolphins, really interesting watch on the Titans returning home and what they bring.
All right, I'm just looking at Hamiso Tabuai-Fido is $2.17 to score a try. So how was that weather up there, did you say?
Well, I think by Saturday night, there's the billing, eh? Prime time Saturday night, the Titans at home. We should end up with, a dry track at the Gold Coast, Jimmy, and it is a great draining track.
Okay, so that 220 move into 215 on the back of the Merlihan girls leading the team out. Sounds like Grandpa Lloyd has caught a bit of that early and really had a go at that. So well done on that, on reading the tea leaves. I've got no faith in the Titans whatsoever. Much more faith, although not complete faith, in the Dolphins. So I'll be taking the Dolphins -2.5 at the $1.95. You're right, Dez is. So, you know, you start thinking about it and you go, righto, really critical of Tim Sheens in the 10 years of what he did over in the UK in the lead up to his return to the West Tigers. And then you go, Well, Des Hasler made the grand final in 2014, and have a look at his record for the 10 years post that. And you go, well, hang on, am I missing something here? So it's an interesting point you make, Jared. Maybe the coach was not the problem. And if it's not the coach, what is it at the Gold Coast Titans?
And Jimmy, on that point, I mean, the two things that we expected out of the Titans postseason was to be very fit, very typical of Hasler's approach, but also to have been defensively tightened up.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's always been a hallmark of Des's success in the past. And we've not seen any signs of that.
No. And that's, yeah, and effort, you know, I'm not saying there's no effort, but, you know, the effort is literally not good enough. And that's a real concern for the Titans moving forward.